Hi, Barbara.
Hi there. I know I've heard this before, but I can't remember what it was that you had said is good for your blood vessels and veins to strengthen them.
Oh, absolutely, ma'am. Hawthorn. Now, that one is about three and a half, 4 centuries old, and it's worked ever since, and so it's the first thing I pick on. And I do not work for the company I'm going to mention. I will tell you when I'm working for some company, like with the Toma Dispensary. But there's a company out of Oregon called Wise Woman, and they make something called a Hawthorn gel. Now, they call it Hawthorn something else, but if you just look for the Wise Woman Hawthorn, it is a gel and very easy to take, and I ask people to consider using at least a half teaspoon daily until their blood vessels are a lot stronger, which means they're not as dilated, not as prominent, and that can take up to months, and then perhaps one can cut back to every other day. But nobody ever OD'd on this Hawthorn, ma'am, so don't worry about it if you have to keep it going.
Okay, I've noticed in particular here lately that, like, when I'm out in the garden doing some hand pruning and pulling some weeds, if I reef real hard with this one finger, like it maybe cuts the blood circulation off, I can feel it get kind of numb from that. And I've had experiences for years as far as lifting an iron skillet. Sometimes it'll break a blood vessel.
Okay, ma'am. Well, this keeps the blood vessel strong. So go get yourself some Hawthorn gel.
Okay. Thank you much. Appreciate that.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling.